With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Racing Lines, VSiN's Formula One betting show with the English racing expert, Mikhail Miranda. Here is Wes Reynolds.
Welcome into Racing Lines. Wes Reynolds along with Mikhail Miranda. We are going to preview the Austrian Grand Prix this week. And after this weekend, we will be officially halfway done with the 2022 Formula One season. But before we get into the Austrian Grand Prix, we got to recap what happened at Silverstone. A lot of things to get to recap that race. Really, some great racing in the late stages, even though Carlos Sainz had pulled away from second, third, and fourth. Carlos Sainz, by the way, gets his first ever win in Formula One, gets Ferrari back in victory lane. But we just had a hell of a race there for second, third, and fourth between Sergio Perez and Lewis Hamilton, Charles Leclerc. By the way, Sergio Perez, second on the podium, Lewis Hamilton, third on the podium. Mikhail, go ahead and get us up to speed how Carlos Sainz finally got in victory lane for the first time.
Oh, that was a very, very interesting race to see back in our home Grand Prix. And it's good to see that we actually had a Briton on the podium. So I was so excited. I was actually screaming at my TV. Everything was going so crazy. So a couple of things to talk about. Ferrari have some things to improve on. One major thing, team orders. We know that team orders are a major, major part of the sport. We've seen it with Red Bull consistently, but Ferrari seem to have just always put one of their drivers in a very unpleasant mood. And this time, it was actually Charles Leclerc who was in a very unpleasant mood because they gave the go-ahead for both of them to fight. And we saw Carlos Sainz had the better car, had the better pace, even had the better tyre strategies. So Carlos Sainz takes his first maiden victory, and I'm so excited for him. This is the second Spaniard to ever get a victory here, so it's very excited to see this. The Ferrari fumbling tyre strategies again, and their reasoning is so bizarre. They said that they did this because they were the only team with two cars in the top five for contention for points. I'm like, that's not really a reason. You can't do that. Like, give both your team drivers the actual exact same things. But hey, we know team orders are a major, major blunder. But the major thing to do talk about, to highlight, is Zhou Guan Yu. Thankfully, he has escaped a very, very horrific crash that happened on lap one. Right into the corner, we saw Pierre Gasly trying to get to the inside of George Russell and Zhou Guan Yu. And apparently, The car just flipped over, went scraping across the tarmac into the gravel trap and bounced over right behind the tire barriers. We saw George Russell get out of the car, rush to Joe, get the marshals on to help, and it was very scary to see this. Thankfully, he's all okay. Same with Alexander Albon. He actually was caught up in this little crash that went on. He was taken to the medical bay as well and was cleared later on during the day. But it is so nice to see that both these drivers are all right. But Wes, I want you to give me your take on this. Mercedes, finally back. Do you think they have reason to be cautious going forward? I think they should be optimistic. What do you think?
Well, Toto Wolff certainly, and he is the principal of the Mercedes team, he has certainly been, at least sounded a little bit more optimistic in some of the press availability. And I was very excited to see Hamilton finish on the podium because I did bet that accordingly at plus 185. Great racing down the stretch. The crowd was going nuts, and you could really hear it on the television broadcast because Ad Carlos had finally put a little bit of a gap. Carlos, by the way, was not only P1 in the race, but P1 on the pole. So sweeps the pole and the win for the race weekend at Silverstone. But I kind of thought Mercedes, they've been showing some improvements. Lewis Hamilton certainly had the personal motivation based on what former world champion Nelson Piquet had said. So I thought this is a place for Lewis maybe to get right and get a good finish. Best finish of the season so far for Lewis Hamilton and Mercedes. But, you know, they have been showing some optimism. Unfortunately for George Russell, as you mentioned, that crash on lap one, which looked devastating and thank God nobody was worse for wear and that everybody, you know, walks out of that unscathed. But George Russell, of course, top five finishes streak now ends, first DNF of the season. So let's get a comment here, actually, regarding Lewis Hamilton and a little bit of potential resurgence here for the second half of the season.
Perez squeezed past, they go wheel to wheel towards Vale now. Who's going to be last on the brakes? Leclerc has that inside line. Perez goes off the track, cuts the chicane, off goes Leclerc, through goes Hamilton. Unbelievable stuff coming out of the final corner.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite things I ever heard from a commentator. Through goes Hamilton. We've always seen Hamilton up front, and we've never ever seen, like, oh, Lewis Hamilton through goes. But Sergio Perez taking Charles Leclerc wide and going through goes Hamilton to take P2. Oh my God, it was absolutely phenomenal to see this going through. We did mention last episode that Mick Schumacher was under a lot of pressure from Haas to deliver some points. And he did. Schumacher finally getting points here in Silverstone race. Oh, I'm so happy for Mick. His sister was out there throwing champagne at him. He was partying like he was on the podium, like he won the race. That was phenomenal to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And we know Mick Schumacher, the son of the legendary great Michael Schumacher. So look, when you have that last name, it's a little bit of a blessing and it's also a little bit of a curse because, you know, to try to live up to your father, obviously he is with the Haas team, which is a mid toward back end of the pack team. So it's not like he's in the best equipment. And, you know, what Enzo Ferrari, who is a pretty good authority on Formula One, once said, it's 60% car and it's 40% driver. So the equipment is oftentimes going to dictate the results more than the driver. So I was also happy for Mick Schumacher and also happy a little bit for Nicholas Latifi, the Canadian, who has had a rough season and, you know, trying to hang on to that ride. He does qualify P10 despite not having that major upgrade package that you mentioned last week that his teammate Alex Albon had. And you mentioned earlier with Ferrari, you know, you're going to have usually the same team upgrades. And we always say rule number one in any form of racing, and Formula One is certainly no exception. Rule number one is to beat your teammates. So Nicholas Latifi does make it into Q2 at the Williams, actually Q3, ends up qualifying 10th. So at least a good result from that regard. Alex Albon, not so fortunate. He goes P14 and he was out in Q1. So let's get into the driver standings here and see what changes were made from last week. Max Verstappen still 181 points in, and a decent result for Max despite all the things that they had go wrong, Max Verstappen was able to drive through the field and at least get a solid points result, ended up finishing seventh. He was actually battling Mick Schumacher for that seventh and eighth position, but the Red Bull was the better car. So Max Verstappen, 181 points, minus $5 to win the Formula One World Championship on the driver's side. Sergio Perez, his teammate, at 147. He's drifted out to 35-1. Charles Leclerc, 5-1, 138. He is in third. Carlos Sainz, fourth, 127 points. He was 80-1 last week, now at 28-1. George Russell, not the best result for George Russell. Unfortunate victim of circumstances. 111 points. His price does not change. 40-1, as the same as he was last week. Lewis Hamilton, number six, 93 points, 22-1. His odds cut in half. At least he gets on the podium. So maybe some improvements coming for Mercedes. I still think that they're a little bit too far back, even though we have over half the schedule remaining here in the 2022 season. But Mercedes currently well back of Red Bull and Ferrari. Red Bull minus $5 to win the constructors. Ferrari at 265 at 9-2 plus 450. And then Mercedes at 204. They are 12-1. So they did get a little bit of odds cut. They were 16-1 last week. So second half of the season, I think you and I, Mikhail, might agree that we expect Mercedes to perform better, but this is a big gap to make up. So that gets you updated on the driver and constructor standing. So we're going to take a quick break. We've done the British Grand Prix recap. Now we're going to go to the Red Bull Ring in Austria for the Austrian Grand Prix. Keep it here. Racing Lines on VSiN, the Sport Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Racing Lines, VSiN's Formula One betting show with the English racing expert, Mikhail Miranda. Here is Wes Reynolds.
And we're back here on Racing Lines, Wes Reynolds and Mikhail Miranda, previewing the Austrian Grand Prix. This is race number 11 of 22 in the 2022 Formula One World Championship. So we'll be halfway done through this long season and a very busy July, by the way, only 1 week off in the Formula One calendar. So with this new television deal and Formula One going to new markets led by the ownership of the series Liberty Media, you don't get the usual Formula One schedule that you become accustomed to, where you race a week, then a week in between, and you very rarely have back-to-back races. We've got two back-to-backs this month, this being the first. After Britain last week, we are in Austria, and then we'll have a week off, and then we have the French Grand Prix and the Hungarian Grand Prix to close out July. But first things first, we're going to Spielberg, Austria. We're going to the home race of Red Bull. It is at the Red Bull Ring. So they're also going to be doing the sprint format in a sprint race, I believe, on Saturday. That is not a points-paying race, but it is part of the schedule nonetheless. So we come here to Austria, and Red Bull, look, home race, and they're 1-2 in the points. They lead the Constructors' Championship. Mikhail, kind of tell us a little bit about the Red Bull Ring circuit, now it's laid out.
So this is a very small circuit. It's also a very power-hungry circuit. It's the second highest altitude track there is, with Mexico being first. So I'm looking at Red Bull to have a strong advantage here, because we know Honda have had previous experience working with jet engines and building all of that through and having efficiency in high altitude, because, well, when you're with jet engines, you're high, very high altitude, and you need that efficiency to come through. So saving fuel and everything, it's going to be a major thing, especially controlling the heat of these engines. We know that Red Bull have been having some gearbox issues going forward right now, but I do believe that they can still gain an advantage over here, because Honda have the resources, which we do know that it's actually the Red Bull powertrain, as they say, but it's still the Honda engines in the back of their car, because Red Bull and Honda are still in that very weird phase of switching out their engines. So this track does seem to suit Red Bull a bit more. I'm very excited to see what Ferrari can bring to the table, but yes, as you said, the sprint race is back, which means this could be an opportunity for either Max to run away, Charles or Perez to catch Max, because you get 8 points for finishing first in the sprint race, and you get your 25 or 26 points if you get the fastest lap in the race. So there's a lot going on with this weekend, so we do expect to see either a very take the baton run and gone clear, or someone come up and take the fight to Max, and may not just be Max Verstappen keeping his world championship again. Although I'm very excited to see if Sergio Perez can take it from him, snatch it from him just a tiny bit. But again, that's just me being a little bit ego with the drama, with everything going on. So I'm very excited to see these 71 laps for this race. It's going to be very interesting to see what Red Bull bring to their home Grand Prix.
Yeah, and Max Verstappen, as you mentioned, he has won 3 of the last 4 on Red Bull's home track. Was the winner last year. Valtteri Bottas in the Mercedes was second on the podium. Then Lando Norris with McLaren Mercedes got on the podium for 3rd. A very nice finish for him last year. But, Mikhail, I wanted to ask you a little bit about Ferrari. Look, Charles Leclerc, in terms of on qualifying day, has had the speed pretty much most of the season. 6 of 10 this year in terms of pole position. It was Carlos Sainz last week that took pole. So that's Ferrari taking 7 of 10 poles. Based on the fact that this track a little bit different than maybe what we've seen, it's a small circuit, not a long lot of long straightaways, do you think Ferrari still has the edge, at least on qualifying day?
I don't really know, because, like, I know that they've been working on their reliability issues that Ferrari has been having. I know that Charles in his last, or taking a new power unit 2 races ago, so he's got a bit more of a fresher power unit in the back of his car. Carlos Sainz, however, does not. I think he's going to be taking some new components coming into this weekend, but there is a lot in the air to see with Ferrari, and I just don't know if they have the one lap pace that they normally do with a track that's very high in altitude, because all the other tracks have been sort of very down low in altitude, so everyone's been on the same level. But now that we're going higher, I don't think that Ferrari would keep that pace advantage. Only here for Austria and Mexico, I just don't think that Ferrari do have it, but you never know. They always pull some surprises out of the bag from anywhere.
Yeah, and certainly Ferrari number 2 and 3 on the board, respectively, in terms of the odds. These come to you from DraftKings. Charles Leclerc, a little bit less than 5-2. That would be +250 to win the race. Carlos Sainz, 8-1. Of course, Max Verstappen, odds-on favorite here at -110. And then if you look at the sprint odds, and that's the Saturday race that Mikhail talked about, +125 on Max, +135 on Charles, 9-1 for Carlos Sainz. So, you know, plus money at least, because I think maybe with Ferrari's speed in terms of the short speed, they certainly I don't think are as far behind maybe as they are in race pace in terms of the sprint. Also to round out some of the odds, Sergio Perez 11-1, Lewis Hamilton 12-1, George Russell 18-1. Then you go all the way to the triple digits, Lando Norris, who did make the podium last year for McLaren at 130-1. And then, of course, you can bet top three, that is podium finish, little over minus $3 for Max and Charles, and that's pretty much likely to stay the same, at least in the next few races, you would think. You can also bet top six, top 10, and the like. And Mikhail, when I was looking at this and saying, okay, are we going to maybe get some surprises here? I'm just not sure, because of the fact that this is a small track and a quick track, that it's tough to get away from the chalk here. So I'm going to say Max Verstappen gets back on track and goes 4 of 5 here in Spielberg, Austria, minus 110. If he wins the pole, obviously you are laying a much bigger price come Saturday night, early Sunday morning before we get started and it's lights out and away we go and we get the Austrian Grand Prix started. So I'm going with Mad Max as my race winner at minus 110. But I am going to go against him in the sprint, and I'm going to go with Charles Leclerc. I think Charles is due for something good to happen and for some really good fortune, because he has not had it of late. They have had rough calls in the strategy. He's finished off the podium, actually, in the last three races, because if you include Azerbaijan, where he was in early retirement, he actually had the pole position there. So Charles Leclerc has not been on the podium since the Miami Grand Prix, where he won the pole and ended up finished second to Max. So I'm going to go Max for the win on Sunday, and I'm going to go Charles Leclerc plus money for the sprint on Saturday. How about yourself?
So I've been looking at all of this, and I'm looking at Charles to actually win the sprint race, as you said as well. But for anything else, I just have Alex Albon at plus 350 for points finish. I don't know. I don't see anything else anywhere, because we know that Daniel Ricciardo is a plus 105, but we know McLaren are not bringing any more upgrades to the car since they've been working on a lot of other things. Then we also have Pierre Gasly, Yuki Tsunoda. AlphaTauri has not been performing that well, especially after the crash that Yuki and Pierre had last week in Silverstone. So I don't see anything of value right here. And I do see Mick Schumacher plus 300 for a points finish. But I don't think we're going to have that many accidents coming into Austria. So there's a lot of things up in the air. I'm going to wait till after the sprint race to see what bets I'm going to make, because there's a lot to go on, a lot to talk about over here. So I'm just going to wait till after qualifying or after the sprint race to see what I can take for this race right here.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. And look, I like the two winners that I've selected. And of course, you're aboard with Charles Leclerc for the sprint race. But I want to see what these third and fourth and fifth teams do. Of course, Lando Norris has been running a little bit more consistently lately for McLaren, did get on the pole and is really outrunning his teammate. Lando Norris currently seventh in the point standings, and Daniel Ricciardo, his disappointing season continues. He is way down there, 14th in points. So we'll see if there's going to be some changes in the McLaren lineup. There certainly are in IndyCar for McLaren and also in Formula E. We'll see if that happens in Formula One. But what we will do, we will wait for qualifying. We will add some plays in terms of the VSiN Best Bets guide, which you can get on the front page for subscribers at vsin.com. So we will be updating that periodically throughout the weekend as we approach the halfway point of the Formula One season, the Austrian Grand Prix at the Red Bull Ring. So excited to get to halfway point and see if maybe we're going to eventually get a championship fight here in Formula One, because it has been Red Bull staking their claim, certainly. So we're going to be off next week, and then we will be at the Circuit Paul Ricard for the French Grand Prix. That'll be the race on July 24th. And then going to the Hungaro Ring at the Hungarian Grand Prix. So for Mikhail Miranda, Wes Reynolds here on Racing Lines. Keep it here on VSiN, the Sport Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.